Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for January 3rd, 2025. So here's where mortgage rates are. We're going to talk briefly about those this morning. I'm going to tell you where these come from, how these get devised, and then I'm going to prep you into, I'm coming out today with my housing forecast. You can check that out. Maybe about midday, that'll be posting. And then over the weekend, I might hold it till Monday, depending on how the weekend goes. I'm going to give you my rate forecast for the year. So to prep these things, I want to give you the context of all the news that's coming out today. And there's one great article in Yahoo Finance that I want to go over with you guys. So without further ado, let's get to it. So for the people that watch me daily, this is the first part of this is going to be a little routine. But for the newbies out there, let's get to it. These are the top six programs people use when they're buying their first house. Now, these aren't my rates, folks. What you have to understand is how these rates get calculated. Mortgage News Daily, right up through there, they do a fantastic job, and they interview lenders all over the country every day throughout the day, and they ask them this. They say, if you had a client with these five characteristics, what would be the rate? Okay, so the first three of these are pretty simple, and you might answer yes to all these. You're buying your first house. It's going to be your primary home, and it's a single-family home. So you're going to live there, and it's a single-family home. There's two more pieces of the puzzle that probably might not be fitting your situation. So especially if you're a first-time home buyer. When you scroll down through here, it's giving us right through here. These people are financing 75%, so that means they're putting down 25%, and they have a 780 credit score. So if that's you, well, that's most likely what your rate's going to be. If that's not you, I'm going to give you my information here briefly to let you know how to get a hold of me so I can help you out. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and I'm set up with over 40 different lenders at this time, and I also work at a lender. So think of it. One application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over to 40 different places. So let's get over to it. So the first thing we do on a daily basis, we go over the economic calendar. Here's where it is. And the reason why I'm doing this tutorial today is there's no news out. So there's really no news out right through here. We have manufacturing and manufacturing prices and PMI. That's not going to really affect the markets at all. So let's go over to that article I was talking about right here in Yahoo Finance. You can go to basically the bottom of the screen and you're going to get a caption. And most of the time, it's finances based on homes and real estate. Okay, so I picked over here, so check it out. But I went over to here and I picked out one of these categories right through here, and here's the caption of it. Understanding the 2025 housing market. So what you guys have to understand is supply, demand, what's going to go on with the rates, what's the inventory of houses, how much is in demand. The peaks, sneak peek I'll give you here a little bit, but in today's video, I'll give you my 2025 forecast later this afternoon. Check it out, because I'm going to put all this into details, and I'm going to really take a microscope and detail specific areas that were supposed to crash but never crashed and what the potentials are in the future for those homes. So what we want to do go over here is understanding mortgage rates. The biggest thing is I've been a proponent or not a proponent of the government spending on a lot of the wasteful spending that I feel that they're doing. So one of the reasons it's causing mortgage rates to stay higher for longer, it's right through here. With a large budget deficit, there's less mortgage money available. So investors don't have enough money left over to buy mortgage bonds after they buy corporate bonds, treasury bonds, and everything else. Okay. But when you're looking at rates, a lot of people freak out when you tell them the rates at, you know, 6 or 6.5. Over history, you realize in 1971, rates were 7.72. Kind of in the range of where they are today. Imagine if we were in 1981 when mortgage rates were 18.63%. I got in the business about 9 years later, so I didn't see this, but when I did get in the business, mortgage rates were very, very high. The next piece of the puzzle that we're going to talk about in my forecast is inventory, and I take a deep dive into this. But they're saying right now that there's 4.5 million homes short. So that's what's basically causing. So think about it. If you have, you know, a decent amount of buyers, but you really have a very limited supply of the product they're looking to buy, what's going to happen to the price? Well, it's not going to drop or crash. It might, you know, if the demand is a little soft, it might drop a little bit. But in most categories, they're underserved. The housing market's underserved in those areas. So the people that can't afford them are the only people that are able to get those right now. And that's keeping an equilibrium on the housing inventory and the supply and demand. Thus, that's why house prices aren't crashing. That they're saying that the average house went up, I think think it's down through here a little bit. Let's go down through here a little bit further. We have a shortage in homes. That's what they're going through. New construction, is it going to make up the difference? Well, nearly there's a 14% increase in new construction, but it's still not keeping up. And then right through here, here's home prices. Remember, home prices were were supposed to crash? Well, some areas, they didn't fare very well. But in a lot of the areas, or nationally, we saw a 4.2% increase in home values. So a far cry from what those people have been telling you for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, that the housing market's going to crash. So please check out today's forecast that I'm going to post later this afternoon to kind of put all this into context. And then what's going on with mortgage rates? I will be posting my mortgage rate forecast, like I said, over the weekend or on Monday. But is it a good time for you to buy a house? Well, you have to get all your ducks in a row, I guess I'll put it that way. So the first thing you have to know is, and I preach this every day, you know, if you're going to buy a house, you need to be in that house at least 3 years. The goal is to be there 5 years or more. Why? Even if your house doesn't really appreciate, or you know, appreciates a lot, it's still hard to recoup those fees because you have a substantial amount of fees when you buy the house. And then if you go to sell it, you're going to have basically those same costs almost to sell those properties. You're looking at, it could cost you maybe $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 to do that. So how long of a duration of time do you need to be in the house to actually pick up that much equity in the home? So be careful when you're looking to buy a house. It's not like stocks or anything else where you can just buy it and next year sell it and move off and everything else. So it is a long-term venture. Your income. You have to really analyze your income. And a lot of people think they can qualify for a home or don't think they can qualify for a home that might be able to or might not be able to. So based on your income, check in with us. And like I said, I'll give you my information here shortly because we want to know, can you budget? I have a lot of people coming in saying, Dan, I love this house. I want to go see it today. You know, can you pre-qualify me? And I go through it and I'm like, unfortunately, you don't make enough money to buy that house. And their dreams are crushed. So please reach out to us before you really start your home search. But these are the areas to get your ducks in a row. Your income, your credit score. This is another area where a lot of people, I'll pull their credit and they'll call me debating. They're like, Dan, that's not my credit score. I'm like, I can send you your credit report. It is your credit score. So I actually created a website. It's right here, creditscoresandmore.com. Go to it. It's going to give you a lot of features. Some of the features that, well, I'll point out two features. If you want just a credit reporting system that gives you updates and tells you, you know, gives you basic information about your credit, check out the free credit scores. And it doesn't really do much. Don't buy any of the alternatives, like, or any of the bells and whistles that this program offers you. Just use the free service. It's good enough there. But if you really, really want your true credit scores, the ones that we're going to pull, you're going to look at the true credit score system right through here, and you're going to click that and move on. So let's go back to here. So that's the part of the credit score. Check your credit scores before you go any further. And then your debt load. Check your credit report to see what your credit looks like and how much debt you have. A lot of people don't realize how much debt they have, or there might be something on your credit bureau that you just don't understand. So that's basically the biggest parts of buying the house, other than, you know, you have to have money in your savings account. So a lot of people think, you know, can I get a grant and get all this money for free to buy that house? In most cases, you're going to need at least 2 or 3%. Even if you're getting grant money and seller credits, you're going to need some skin in the game when you're buying your first house. So that's basically just a kind of a brief description on the home buying process. Okay, I showed you my credit scoring system right through here. How do you get a hold of me? Well, my name is Dan Freel. I do this report twice a day. My goal is to educate and inform you guys what's going on with real estate, the other equity markets, what's going on the bond market, what's going on, you know, in general. I want to educate you guys because the more educated you are, the more savvy of a buyer that you're going to be. So reach out to us. Like I said, a lot of times too, people find this dream house of theirs and they really want to buy it. So they're like, okay, then they'll reach out to me at the last minute. Please check in early. Go to theRateUpdate.com. Here it is right here. You can put the apply now button right up through there. We love people doing is you need to vet us, folks, and we need to know your story because we need to know all the pieces of the puzzle. Don't hold anything back because most of the stuff is going to be found during this process. So schedule a one-on-one appointment with me, or you can scroll down right through here and give us a call, or you can email me directly. It's right through there. I'll give you that information there, but there's more today. Okay, let's get over to it. Let's see what's going on in the bond market. Right now, the bond market's completely flat. We have the MBS market right through here. It is up 3 ticks. So I want to explain this again because it's a new year. Hopefully we have new viewers. I'm going to show you how this works. So what we're seeing on the screen right now is a mortgage bond, and it's telling you right through here, it's the MBS 5.5. That's a 5.5% coupon. And right now, if you squint a little bit, I got a green screen. It's saying it's up point plus 0.05. What does that mean? Okay, so let me explain bonds for you. And this is a mortgage bond, so it's concerned to here too. Okay, so how a bond works is this: a bond has a coupon price. Okay, it's the value of that bond once it's all said and done. So let's say for today's purposes, the bond costs us $100. Okay, well, the maturity value of the bond is $100. So at the end of the maturity date, it could be a year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, whatever. When I turn in my bond, I get $100 back. Okay, so let's just assume it's a 1 year bond. All right, so I give you today, I'll give you a low price and I'll show you how the prices go up, how the yields come down. Okay, so here's how it works. Let's say I give you $50 today. You give me the bond, okay? It's worth $100, remember, at maturity. And I sit there and I hold it for a year, and then next year comes along and I give you my bond back and you give me my $100 back. What was my return, my yield? Okay, I gave you $50. You give me $100 back, I doubled my money. So my yield was 100%. Okay, so let's drive up the price. See, the price is going up today. And when I say the prices are going up, that's rates are coming down. Okay, so the price goes all the way up to $100. So I give you $100 today. Okay, you give me my bond. I wait a year. I give you my bond back. And the face value, remember, is $100. So you give me my $100 back. And you're like, Dan, you're an idiot. Why would you give somebody $100 and then a year later get your $100 back? Well, that's how it works. The yield on that is zero. So did you see how if the price goes up, the rates or the yield, same thing, kind of comes down? Okay, so that's basically how the bond market works. So right now we're up 5 ticks. That isn't going to really do anything to anything. So rates are going to stay stagnant right now at 7.07%. And then let's go over and check the equity markets and see how they're faring for today. It's been a bloodbath over the last couple weeks. But let's get over to here. And here's what we have. The Dow Jones is up 113 points. S&P up 34. NASDAQ up 194. Good job there. VIX is down. So it's a kind of a Cinderella story so far today there. Go over to crypto. It's probably down. Yeah, it's down again. But this was 108 not too long ago. And I don't think oil is working in our favor today. Let's check oil. Nope, oil is not working in our favor today. And it is up to $73 a barrel. I did have one caption through here. I have a video coming out here shortly. Right through here, this Biden blocks the U.S. steel takeover by Japan's Nippon Steel. Nippon Steel is in the city that I grew up in. And I did actually a drive-through to let you guys know or show you how tariffs are kind of just dismantling our industries and our towns. And I grew up in a town, well, actually the town that this is in, and how this has been decimated by Chinese dumping steel on our industry. So I'll be coming out with that in a couple weeks. Kind of interesting. It's the hometown I grew up in, and I do a drive through and show you how kind of dismal it's looking these days versus the heydays that we used to have. So, like I said, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report every day a couple times. Check me out on the rateupdate.com. You could just Google me. You're going to find a ton of things. I've been in the business over 36 years. I'd love to help you. So thanks for watching, folks. Be prepared. I'm coming out with my forecast on housing today, and my interest rate forecast should be out by Monday. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned for those videos. Check them out. You'll be, I think, pleasantly surprised. Have a fantastic day, folks. See you later. Bye-bye.